We're back. This is Lee from Huntsville in for Phil Williams on Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. And we've been talking with my BFFD, talking about the changes upcoming in Title IX. So August 1st, we're going to have some changes. And thanks for coming back over the break, Dee. And I thought I might just kind of give you an overview of what you know, what they think the changes are going to be, and then you can kind of speak quickly to how you think it's going to affect collegiate level athletes. Like I said, August 1st timeline. There's an expanded definition of sex discrimination. So it includes sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. I'm not sure. I mean, how many athletes are competing pregnant? Not sure. But it's in there.
It's kind of a deterrent to maximum performance, but, you know, I mean, what do I know?
Just get up there and do that beam routine pregnant. That's not going to affect your balance at all.
Doesn't matter if you can't see your feet. It's all good.
Yeah. Still good. Just scramble that baby inside there like a, you know, bunch of eggs. But
rub some dirt on it. Suck it up.
You know, and there's, you know, they broaden the scope of potential wrongdoing. Like it's, I think it's going to really muddy up the waters when it comes to, collegiate athletes. What do you see as the biggest problem, biggest downside of these taking effect in August 1st? Like I said, for at least probably 40 of the states, unless something happens from now till August 1st.
Well, I think the biggest downside is that it's going to have an enormous ripple effect. And it's going to start, you know, with one competition with one male athlete competing against a bunch of women. And then it's going to ripple into, you know, once they see that they can dominate, it'll sort of be infectious and catch fire and more males will want to participate. But the ultimate ripple effect, I think, that will happen is that women just won't want to compete anymore. Like it will obliterate collegiate gymnastics or collegiate athletics.
Right.
There will not be, the desire, to go and compete for second place. There will not be the desire to, you know, have this uneven playing field that cannot get even again, you know, without men being absent from it. So I think that the ripple effect will be inevitably that women just will literally give up on their careers, which could then, you know, ripple to all the way back to when they, you know, when a person starts a career, which for me, it was age 4. If my parents, when I first started gymnastics, knew that someday I was going to have, that I would be competing against males, they would say, find something else to do. Or, you know, we're going to pick up an instrument and learn how to play the flute or something. But it would not, what I am naturally have a natural proclivity to do would have been thwarted. And I would not have been able to sort of see a God-given talent through to fruition. And so I think ultimately that's going to be the outcome, is that people who have a God-given gift to compete in the sport that they have been drawn to since childhood will not be able to see it through to fruition.
And I think too, like, who wants to put in that level of work? I know that, you know, in high school, you trained for a full year, 8 hours a day. You did 2 years of high school.
Well, I trained
in one
my
year.
Whole career that long.
True.
Yeah. I trained my whole career that long, but we were training twice a day, every day. We had 6 a.m. practice and then we had after school practice, which could go until, you know, 8:30, 9 o'clock, and then homework, shower, bed, and start all over again the next day. That was my life. That was my childhood. That was my young adulthood. That was my teenage years. That was that was how I lived, and I didn't know any different. But if I had seen, you know, if all of that work and time and effort and, you know, working toward, you know, a level of mastery in a sport was going to be all for naught, because at the end of the day, in a competition, you know, somebody bigger, stronger, faster, who can tumble higher and do much more difficult skills, was just going to wipe the floor with me, then what's the point?
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know one person in any sport who's competing for second. So, okay, maybe gymnastics with Simone Biles, but that's it. But she's a woman. she's a superwoman, but she's a woman. But, you know, but I'm just saying, you know, the playing field is still level, with respect to sex. and you know, capability and, you know, what a person is able to do based on being a female.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, Serena Williams said it. She's off the record with it now. But at one point she was on the record by saying, I can't beat the lowest ranking male tennis player.
Period. Exactly.
I just can't.
All right. Yeah. Well, that music means we gotta head to a break. But thank you so much for talking to us about this. This has been very eye-opening. We'll be right
back,
folks.
Always a pleasure.
Bye-bye.